Unit 3.
The Story of Helen Keller. When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so regretfully upon the closed door that we don't see the one that has opened for us. Helen Keller. Helen Keller was a famous American author and educator who became blind and deaf at a young age. But even with her disabilities, she learned to communicate and went on to get a college degree. During her life, she stood up for those who were disabled. Born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, she was deprived of her sight and hearing at the tender age of 19 months, which suddenly cut her off from the outside world. Her life changed on the 3rd of March, 1887, when Anne Sullivan became her teacher. Anne began to teach Helen by using her finger to write words on Helen's hand. She gave Helen a doll and spelt D-O-L-L on her hand. By this, she hoped to teach Helen to connect objects with words. Helen soon learned how to write letters and words correctly, but she didn't know what words she was spelling. Helen soon learned how to write letters and words correctly, but she didn't know what words she was spelling. So Anne took Helen to the water pump and put Helen's hand under the spout. As the water poured over Helen's hand, Anne slowly spelt on the other hand the word W-A-T-E-R. After repeating the process, Helen began to better connect objects with words. She then knew that water meant the lovely cold liquid that had flowed over her hand. This was the first word she truly learnt. Through continued hard work, Keller not only learnt to read and write in Braille, but also learnt to use sign language. What's more, she became the first deaf-blind woman to get a college degree. Keller loved to help others, and in 1924, she became an advisor and fundraiser for the American Foundation for the Blind. Her life is an inspiration to all, and she continues to be a symbol of hope and courage for people all over the world.